This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Appreciation again to B. Scott for chilling with us for the last hour. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
The Friday hit.
It is fun.
It's gonna be real good during the season.
Oh yeah, during the season it'll be great. We'll be gearing up for a football game with B. Scott in 11 o'clock hour. Man, that's gonna be really great. So make sure you keep it locked for that. The 2024 rewatch rolls on for me as I continually watch more of the games from last year. Hoping to remind myself and you about some of the things that we saw with this team last year, and hopefully spin forward some thoughts into the 2025 season that. We're going to move even faster towards as we get into training camp next week. Feels good to say that. But week 10, Detroit Lions came to NRG Stadium for a Sunday night football extravaganza. What do you recall from this one?
I recall being as upset as I've ever been upset after a Texans loss. This was a no excuse game, no excuse to lose that game. And I know you're going to get into the particulars, but just in general, five picks
in this one.
You don't lose that game, man.
Yeah.
You don't lose that game.
And let's talk about what happened. Mm-hmm. Interception one was very early, in fact. A simulated pressure with a cornerback blitz. Jalen Petrie getting his hands on the football. Jimmy breaking hard to cover the flat already. And then he just gets to the football. It's really fun to get that going. And, yeah, one of the things that was a common portion all the way across on a day where – Jared Goff wasn't particularly good, was pressure. For him in particular, Jared Goff is a very weird dude. Like, pressure in general, when I say a quarterback is worse under pressure, of course, no duh. Mm-hmm. Him in particular, he becomes one of the worst quarterbacks in the league under pressure. And the Texans put him under pressure constantly, as evidenced by, I think, 4 of the 5, by my estimation, were pressure-related to where he's throwing the ball in a bad place. And then you're getting, like, Kamari Lassiter contorting his body or, you know, Jalen Petrie getting his hands on a football and then allowing an interception to happen. So the Texans defense did great in that way. In addition to that, you had a delay of game at one point by the Lions just because the building was so damn loud. And there was a lot of Detroit Lions that came down. They travel well, but I was still thinking about, man, why did quarterbacks play so poorly in the stadium last year? And I had to give credit. Like, you could hear it on the Sunday Night Football NBC broadcast. The energy in the building, it was electric. And I'm looking so much forward to this year. Hopefully that effect of in the home, you know, at NRG Stadium, quarterbacks come in and we can expect that there is like a multiplier or whatever in that building for the opposing quarterbacks. I think that'll also be something that I'm excited to see continue.
And I think you're onto something there. You know, this is a franchise that traditionally has had a hard time getting their own fans to the game, and especially on, you know, big type games like this. Detroit took over the stadium. They were not alone. I mean, it's happened a lot. But that, if that reverses a little more, and I don't know if it will, But if that reverses a little more, then that noise that you're talking about makes a bigger difference.
By the way, the delay of game in that first quarter as well. Not to say that they were the stands were full up to start, because I vividly remember seeing a whole bunch of Honolulu blue.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you got in there and you were loud relatively early into that game. That was very good. There was one of these instances where Aziz in the first quarter makes a huge kind of wrap that allows Jalen Petrie to come up and rally. It's like 3rd and 15, ball's thrown short into sticks. The idea is to see if they can rally towards getting a first down. And this is Aziz returning from injury, and he makes a huge play. And I'm like, with all due respect to Neville Hewitt, respect to Hanson, Jake Hanson, I don't think they make that play. And why it's important is, yeah, you say 3rd and 15, and he makes a stop at, like, ultimately the tackle happens 6 yards short of the sticks. The Detroit Lions are a team that's willing to go for it
all
on
the time.
Fourth down. And so that is going to be, the tackling is going to be something that's going to matter a good amount. But I made note of it because I feel much better about that this season, because you won't have to do the thing where you lean on a Neville Hewitt because he's further down the depth chart. Now you have of EJ Speed. Yeah. And then we, again, come back to the question that I think I'm going to be very intrigued on during training camp is, is Christian Harris a real thing for the, like, is he real for this team this year? Because the theory of Christian Harris is a really fun one. He got honorable mention in the top 10 linebackers, off-ball linebackers in the NFL, ESPN, and Jeremy Fowler has done. If he's real, that makes this even more fun, this linebacker core, and I don't think that I see a whole bunch of weakness in what they can do.
No, I think that's a good thing to get out of this game, despite the outcome. Just to, you know, to hone in on what the linebackers may or may not be, they certainly seem to be they'll be better.
Some other things that I noticed in looking at this, there were some good plays by Bobby Slowick. It just felt like even when you had a few good plays called, there was then also a very annoying one that comes. And that was, it was a very start and stop nature for the entirety of this game, really on both sides of the football. That's how you end up with 5 turnovers and still don't really make a lot of them.
Right.
You turn the football over and then, you know, aren't able to go and score or go and turn the football back over. That happened a good amount. One of those instances.
How much was that just in general? Because I'm trying to remember exactly where they, you know, you get 5 turnovers, but they didn't capitalize into touchdowns. You know?
Ooh, I should have, and I feel bad. I should have actually.
I just thought you might have known that off top.
I should have actually done the, know, gone back and looked at exactly how many of those turnovers then led to you not particularly scoring. But there was an instance where you had a play where you have a really good use of motion to free up, like, to you know, he used motion with the wide receiver, and then it's just basic spacing where, you know, you have all your receivers go and do, like, a little hook, gets the ball to Hutchinson for a first down. I mean, you pick up, like, 8 yards there, and it's beautiful. Like, it's just a well-called play. And immediately after that, you run a toss. And with this, the way that the Lions had been kind of working your offensive line to some degree, and Mechie is trying, admittedly hard, to pin down a defensive end, Josh Pascal, who is 6'3 and 274 pounds, and he is the guy that blows up your toss play, because of course he does.
Yeah.
And I think those are the things that I'm looking forward to. Can the play sequencing be significantly better with Kaylee, where not only is it that, hey, we can make some good play calls, but do these play calls stack and you have enough good play call after good play call so you can actually build drives and capitalize in the ways that, because the offense was good enough to, like, go and score a number of times, especially in the first half, the second half. Ooh, we could talk about that. But there was also a lot of meat left on the bone early where you should have put up, I mean, the game should have been out of reach for the Detroit Lions to even try and make a comeback.
And not only that, but also, you know, concepts, the concepts of what Nick Kaylee can bring. Because look, in the NFL, there are going to be games, there are going to be plays where the wide receiver has to do something like that. But you just don't want a heavy dose of putting it all on a wide receiver or putting it all on a tight end, et cetera.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mechie was playing really well in this game.
He had a good game, didn't he?
He had a great game in my estimation. I'm sorry. And this was one of those things that maybe this is the Kool-Aid that I'm drinking right now that made me think, okay, maybe I'm not giving Mechie enough of a chance in this wide receiver battle. I'm sure there's someone saying, I don't give a damn. That's fair. And I still have more of the season to watch. But there was a lot of getting himself into good spaces. And there's a particular play at the end, near the end of the second half, which an incredibly well-run route. And then you have, obviously, CJ climbs the ladder. Or no, actually, I'm talking about Mechie in my notes here. He climbs the ladder, goes up, grabs the ball, brings it down through contact. These are all things that are inherent to like the way that he plays, not the scheme, not CJ putting the ball there. He has the capabilities. We know that. I'm interested to see if some, again, one of the things I keep coming back to with the system is how does it affect the individuals, especially we know Nico is going to be able to outplay any system, Mixon able to outplay any system. What happens, and can Mechie be a guy that that gains advantage from a system that's more better situated for the players in it?
Yeah, no, Mechie, I kind of look at Mechie in a different way, for a different reason, I should say, like some of these Astros pitchers. I'll believe it when I see it.
Fair enough.
You know, I'll believe it when I see it. But no, I don't think your assessment there is wrong. You know, maybe the system, we're talking about how the system might help the offensive line, how the system might help the tight ends. Hell, maybe the system's going to help these wide receivers the same way. I don't think you're wrong, but I'm going to believe it when I see it.
All right, this is where I raise my hand and I apologize to all of the listeners in a particular, and for a particular player, Eric Murray. This was a rough Eric Murray game. Like, there was a lot of times where a big play happens, and who's that free safety? That's Eric Murray. There was also an... I did feel like that. And mind you, there's one that's a big play, one that's a big play touchdown, and it's the same play going the other way. And he bites on the same thing, and he gets his eyes maybe just on the wrong thing, where maybe he's watching the offensive line who is, you know, running, who's, you know, operating on outside zone concept, even though Jared Goff has pulled on the play action, is booting the other way. And so now, as the free safety, single high, he's flowing to the wrong direction. Now Sam Laporta's going the other way, and boom, easy pitch and catch, touchdown. But I could not, like, that one made me sick. And so... Yes. And so in that moment, I was like, good riddance. And more importantly, obviously, like I joke, but more importantly, I don't feel like you're going to have a game like that, especially a big game like that, where the likes of CJ Gardner-Johnson or Kalen Bullock are going to put you in that place.
Yeah, that is a really good observation from last year's rewatch and what you're going to see this year. Because, you know, not only CJ Gardner-Johnson, Kalen Bullock is gone. They've drafted another receiver, safety in Jalen Reed. Jimmy Ward is still around, we think. We'll see. But, no, that's one where you have to feel a little bit better. That's why they made these acquisitions.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. A little bit more for the offense. There was this 3rd-and-10 run in the second quarter that's blown up by Alim McNeil. Alim McNeil was all over this one. He's a very good defensive tackle. Defensive tackle, by the way. As I think we know now, seeing him, but like he was very good all the way up and down. So I don't want to bang on the offensive lineman for this game particularly, because it's blowing up. Alim McNeil, he just beats Juice, and Juice is not big and strong enough to maintain a block on him. He gets to the block, he just can't maintain on Alim. He sheds it and just eats up Mixon in the backfield. Two plays earlier, Alim blows it up as well, and that was Tunsil trying to down block. He's very strong, but that got me to the point. Like, there are teams with really strong defensive tackles.
We've talked about it yesterday. Not just ends, it's going to be, defensive fronts that they're facing are going to be tough. Again, though, is the concept going to be better for them to be able to make those blocks in terms of rather than having to step outside or step one direction, even on run plays, obviously with the scheme that Slowick had, but I got that guy and I got help from either the other guard or the fullback or, you know, whatever it may be. Does the concept make that a little easier to manipulate?
Well, my question was is this iteration of the offensive line strong enough and maybe like strong enough in technique as well to muscle up versus the best in the league? Because there's going to be instances where you're just going to have to try and muscle up against a dude who is a freak. In this instance, it's McNeil.
But if you know you're blocking him rather than having to step and find a player.
Well, there's these plays here. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. There were some instances with the zone blocking where you're just trying to find a guy and he's able to kind of play offense in a way because he has the aggressive nature where you're kind of playing on the back foot. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's likely not going to be the same from what we're hearing about the Nick Caley offense. The thing then that I asked, though, is,
are you good enough? Are you good enough?
I'm willing to buy the hype of, we're going to, do the right things and be in the right places and know our assignments. This is a larger subset of actual guys on the offensive line. So hopefully that helps with the strength, but a decent amount of transferring that power is making sure your technique is on point, making sure that you actually have the physical strength to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they don't, but that's going to be a big question for me is not just, are they getting all this together? Are they hand in glove? Because I think that has been an issue. The difference of are they good enough or are they going to be an even better offensive line is that one. Are
we'll
they
be there Wednesday? We're going to start to find out.
Yeah, that one got me. Aaron Glenn was really clever in this. And I mean, obviously we knew that about him as a defensive coordinator. But I mean, he wasn't rigid. I mean, he was very fluid in making moves defensively and play calling versus the offense that Slowick runs that's very rigid. And that there was like the first possession in like late in the second quarter that the Texans didn't score. But I think I was wrong about the week prior being the milestone where CJ kind of was feeling pressure even when he wasn't feeling pressure because he was phenomenal in this game.
Well, he had two picks, though.
He did have two picks.
Yeah.
But like he managed the pocket really well. He was throwing into windows with anticipation. And whenever he had just any level of time, and he also dimed up Dalton Schultz on like a corner route. Dalton was fine, pretty fine in this game. I'm super excited for CJ year three.
Yeah, sure. And I am too. You mentioned the Aaron Glenn though, and it got me thinking about this. This was the game. I just looked at the box score to make sure. One thing Aaron Glenn did do is like, hey, Joe Mixon, you ain't gonna beat us today. You know, he balled up on Joe Mixon. In fact, I think he only had, and here it is, 46 yards on 25 carries. 1.8 yard average.
Gonna be good that this team is like they're geared towards running the football. Or at least that's what we've heard from the Texans, because the gashes started happening for the Lions late in the game as the defense wore down with the body blows of the way that the Lions run the football. And this is a 23-20 game, then a 23-23 game. And I mean, you get towards the end and CJ 23-20, CJ's just making stuff happen. And then you remember you get in the red zone. And then you get the Titus strip sack, which is, I actually give Titus a little bit more love. I think I think folks were harsh on him. Both tackles. And Pascal beats Titus around. And CJ, as he's trying to escape, knowing that both his tackles got beat, there's guys behind him. He tries to escape to his left and forward. And the tackle for the defensive end from the right side is looped around and is now in front of him on the left side. And that's where he's kind of falling back into Titus. Titus trying to hold him up, pulls the football out. Less about the football holding up, but I think the big thing for me is both of your tackles, Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard, can't get beat in that situation. Mm-hmm. And that is something that, how comfortable are you about your tackles going into this year?
Back to your other point. How good are they? Are they good enough?
Yeah, but the real thing about this that I also wanted to talk about with that is it was just always something in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would very much love to shed that, because if it's not always something, if it's just, hey, a few times it's something, they beat the Detroit Lions handily in this game. And it's a different year entirely, I think. That was the particular it's always something of this team is why your offense wasn't able to be what you needed it to be. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.